She can hear us. She can smell us.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Film and Everything Podcast.
Now it's legit. What's going on, guys? The Film and Everything Podcast. Welcome. We're doing a live stream today, live stream episode. So if you are watching us live, which I think it says one viewer so far. I don't know if that's counting myself or not, but whatever. Nah. And if you're listening to us on iTunes or anywhere else, welcome. If you're watching us on YouTube, welcome. Today, I put the Contagion picture as our background today. Just because we just saw the movie today for a second time, and I think it fits perfectly with what we're, you know, I'm calling this our quarantine special episode, since, you know, everybody's pretty much under quarantine or forced to be under quarantine with everything with the virus going on and everything. It's been pretty crazy, dude. I don't know if you've heard about what's been, well, everything's closed, right? Disney, Universal, everything. All the movie theaters are closed. And I think it was, they were saying, I really want to get into that first because this, you know, we like obviously watch movies all the time here. Me and Josh review movies all the time. And I think that the box office is projected to like lose $2 billion? Is that what I said earlier?
$2.
Can you imagine? No, it was $2 billion because of all of the theaters closing down. Let me see. I have here all the tweets about it. I have the article saved because it's pretty crazy, dude. Like, you know, it's $2 billion in box office, and that's not, I mean, this is just the beginning. I mean, everything just closed down. I think the last movie I saw, what was the last movie you saw, Josh, in theaters?
The Way Back.
You saw The Way Back as well?
Wait, that's the Ben Affleck one, yeah.
The Ben Affleck one, yeah. That's the last movie I saw. It was actually the weekend before I came back home.
Before COVID-19.
That was before COVID-19. That was like Thursday. Was it Thursday that I saw it that I told you? No, Friday. It was Friday I saw it. And then that same weekend, I think, is when they started announcing all the theaters were closing and everything. And when I went to the movies that day, it was pretty empty. Everybody was kind of spaced out. Again, I was watching The Way Back, you know, the Ben Affleck movie, which, by the way, highly recommend it. I mean, you can't watch it now because the theaters are closed. But if you do get a chance to
see Ben...
Lewis. Oh, thank you, Lewis. Thank you. Oh, fuck yes, it's Justin. Thank you, Lou. That's very, with the hearts, that's very sweet of you. That's very sweet. Yeah, man. I'm trying to find the article, but I'll find it later because my internet is not working right now.
Brandon, too, with heart emoji. Blow him a little kiss, bro.
But yeah, Brandon, I think it's all about you right now, dude.
It's all about you, bro. You gotta flex on him a little bit.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's been a lot. Like, I mean, so far the movies that have been completely just on hold right now that were supposed to come out. Quiet Place was supposed to come out this weekend.
Yeah.
I was
supposed to go today. I got the notification.
It was for today. I know 007, No Time to Die. That was supposed to be in April. Mulan, which, I mean, I wasn't excited about, but that's another big movie. That got postponed. Fast 9 got postponed the whole year.
No, is it Fast 10?
No, not yet.
What do you mean?
No, this is Fast 9.
I thought it was ended at 11.
What? No, 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 no. This it was supposed to come out this year. It was Fast 9 with John Cena. Which, did you see the trailer for that, by the way?
Yeah, we saw it with him here live. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We talked about it.
Dude, John Cena, he's trying to be a badass. And
yeah, I don't know.
He's your brother. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can't take John Cena as a badass. Can you?
No.
Have you seen The Marine?
Looks so small.
Have you seen The Marine or like 12 rounds?
I saw 12 rounds.
Dude, it's so bad. And that's Littlefinger, right? From Game of Thrones. Dude, 12 rounds is bad. Yeah, so you haven't seen The Marine?
No.
It's this. I promise you.
It's the same concept.
It's the same plot. So it's literally, except one is about him being a Marine. The other one's him being a cop. I swear to you, it's about the girlfriend or the wife gets kidnapped, right? And the wife is blonde. It could essentially be the same actress, and she gets kidnapped. And he has to go and save her, except in one movie he's a Marine, and the other movie he's a cop. It's the same thing. They're terrible. They're terrible. I don't know which one is worse. You think the Marine is worse than...
I like the 12 rounds
more.
No
one can see him.
No, is it 12 rounds more? Because when he dives into the water, he's like flying up in the air.
Wasn't that the Marine?
Oh, I didn't...
That was the Marine.
When yeah. he dies, no, that's something that I like. When he dies into the water.
12 Rounds tries to be...
too serious.
Yeah, like, it's trying to be like that, you know, like, edgy, like, thriller cop movie, you know? Like, the villain is, like, two steps ahead.
I don't know.
But it's these stupidest things.
I don't know, because 12 Rounds, the villain is pretty funny, like, his yeah. lines.
Yeah, he's, like, eating ice cream. And
I
like
am
in
three
the
three steps ahead of you. Was it John or whatever his name is?
Nate? No, not Nathan. Was it Nathan? No. It's always like, you know, like the basic
no, it's
names.
Ethan.
Ethan? It's Ethan? No, no, he can't. There's no way he can take the mantle of playing Ethan.
I don't know.
There's only one Ethan in action movies, and that's Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. Which, by the way, they said that so I think filming. They filmed like a really big stunt, like one of his big stunts already, or something like that. But nobody knows what it is.
It's probably secretive.
So. Yeah, I don't know what Tom Cruise is doing next, because that's what, like, now for Mission Impossible, that's all it's about. It's just them trying to top.
So he already filmed it?
Supposedly. That's what I read
yeah,
up.
They're set photos.
Yeah, and they're filming back to back, which I understand that, because they do need to kind of, like, start picking it up. You know what I mean? Let me see. Okay, it's working now. Where is it? Damn it, no, it's not here anymore. Yeah, no, because it was literally about how when the theaters closed and the amount of money, like the AMC Regal Cinemark, like they might like go bankrupt. Like it's not for sure, like they're not sure how long they can last being closed like this.
Yeah.
Which is insane, you know what I mean? And that's kind of like, at least for me, like I'm kind of worried about that just because what do we do? You know, like... Or, like, is there going to be movie theaters? You know what I mean? Like, well, what's, like, the... How do we come back from this? If it does go X amount of time that they're saying. I think Trump said it was going to go to, like, July or August. It's a good amount of time.
Shit.
It's a good amount of time. And we just saw Contagion today. That's why I have the... Everybody's probably wondering why I have the background of Contagion. We just saw it again for a second time today. And it's kind of scary, dude, how, like, relatable. This movie came out almost 10 years ago, 2011. Directed by Steven Soderbergh. It's a great movie. I love it. And, dude, it's scary how, like, accurate it is. It's, you know, social distancing and washing your hands and this and that. And the movie is pretty much, it'll give you anxiety. Like, it'll make you not want to touch anything. You know what I mean? Because it really, like, captures it beautifully how, like, these things spread, and it's just so hard to, like, contain, because we're always doing something. Like, I just touched this, you know what I mean? I can leave now, or you can take this home with you. I touched it, that has my germs on there, and if you touch it within the next, what was it, like, in the movie, like, the rules? I think it's, like, within 24 hours.
Yeah, something like that.
You can touch it, that's on you. Everybody touches their face, like, I don't know how many thousand times a day. You know, just constantly touching your face. That's being transferred from there. Or like when you're on a bus and you cough, you're holding onto the bus handle, being transferred to someone else. So the whole movie's like, it starts off like right off the bat. Have you seen Contagion?
I saw it like...
a long time ago? Yeah. So we're on the same boat.
I haven't rewatched it since I...
Rewatch it, man. Rewatch it. I think it's number 2 on Amazon
right now.
Yeah, because everybody's watching it. That and number 1 on Netflix is Outbreak, which I haven't seen. I think you saw that one, right, Josh?
The
Outbreak?
Well, yeah, with Morgan Freeman. And,
yeah, I don't know what that one's about.
Is
it a similar plot as well?
No, but it's a bioweapon.
And then, like, it goes wrong, and then it
like,
starts spreading.
It got out, and it spread into a small town.
Okay.
And so, what's this guy's name? Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman, yeah.
He's, like a doctor. Wait, oh, Kevin Spacey's in the movie.
Kevin Spacey, about that. Yeah. So, it's honestly crazy, and
but that one is more like Hollywood,
like more sci-fi-ish. Like yeah.
Nice. It's more just Hollywood. It has that Hollywood feel. Like,
yeah.
Like this one.
Contagion is pretty like.
That one is more like grounded.
That shit gets you kind of scared.
But
especially that we're going through it right now. Not to that extent. It's not that severe, but it shows how bad it can get. You know what I mean? Because obviously in Contagion, it's reaching up to... It's like millions of people getting it.
Yeah.
And they're like... We're kind of almost there. I mean, we have people fighting over toilet paper. And that's like something we laugh about now. But in the movie, man, it gets crazy. Like, they start cutting off cities. You know what I mean? And they're quarantined. Like, they have the cities under quarantine. So, like, if you're sick or whatever, but you're stuck in that city, you know, or like that town, and like people start, you know, like what we're starting to see now a little bit. Now it's like all fun and games, you know what I mean? Like, oh, look at these two old people fighting over toilet paper. Even though it's terrible, it's not something to like laugh about, but you know the internet, you know how they work. But like, dude, in the movie, man, like, and the thing is, it's like, it, yes, it's a movie, but you can tell they did their research on it. Like, it's so like fact-based. And there's scenes where, I mean, people start going crazy. There's riots. You know, the supermarkets are being completely destroyed. You know what I mean? And, like, people are raiding homes looking for anything, you know? And, like watching it today, it kind of freaked me out because, like, dude, like, that could happen. You know what I mean? Like, if we're not, like, prepared or something, you know? And obviously we're not at that extent, but it's kind of scary to think about. You know what I mean? Because it's true. Like, I mean, think about, we have people freaking out over toilet paper, fighting over toilet paper. That's toilet paper. So imagine if it, like, actually got worse, where maybe, like, supermarkets are not even open anymore. We're running out of food, or, you know what I mean? And this movie, like, tackles that. And it's so scary. And it's, I mean, it has a great cast. It's like Matt Damon, Kate Winslet, Jude Law, Bryan Cranston is in it, Lawrence Fishburne. I mean, like, a bunch of people. It's a great movie. I highly recommend it, guys. It's on Amazon Prime. I don't know about Outbreak. Would you recommend Outbreak, Josh? Or not?
It's a good movie. But
you like Contagion better?
But no, I mean, watch Outbreak. I mean, Outbreak is good, but you know, this movie was more. It's more realistic.
Okay. Yeah. Outbreak, this movie is. That's why it's so scary. You know.
Outbreak is good, but it's just it's very cliche.
Yeah, it's kind of, it has like the Hollywood touch.
Yeah, but no, but this one is like realistic. Like, this is like showing you what's like what it could be like.
Right.
The Outbreak gets that bad.
Yeah, you should definitely rewatch it, man. Like, yeah, you do have to rent it on Amazon, because I'm sure Amazon really, oh shit, a lot of people are watching this that start like renting it out or something, you know.
I'll find a place to watch.
I'm not gonna pay for it. Don't worry. No, dude, it's so good. And like rewatching it now, it's kind of crazy, because everything it talks about, and this is a movie, you know, almost 10 years ago, 2011, 9 years ago, and it's crazy how relevant it is now and how accurate it is, you know. Well, and at a time when I think in 2011, I don't think we had anything like this. I know we had like what, like Ebola or something, but that was like 2015-ish, 2014-ish. It wasn't anything, but it wasn't like this, you know.
No,
what
no,
I mean,
Ebola got contained within like,
yeah,
quick,
yeah,
and that didn't go anywhere.
But in 2011, I mean, it was talking about social media and like all the different issues that we're kind of dealing with now.
Yeah, like
9 years ago.
It was 2014.
Okay, yeah. So I was close.
Yeah, like Jules' character is that blog dude. And
yeah, the blogger. He's kind of like the Alex Jones or something, you know. Which I don't even want to, like, I'm not gonna spoil it for you guys, just because even though it is like 9 years old. But I know a lot of people are deciding to watch it now. Definitely watch it, guys. It's
no, and the way
it's gonna scare you, but it's so interesting,
you know,
to watch.
And the way the movie is too, like it shows that how hard it is.
It's you can't contain it.
You have to like retrace all your steps.
Like, who's the first person to have it, and how many people did that person touch? What did they touch? What do you have to close off? And it's so interesting. It's just like day to day things of like, I'm grabbing this cup, I'm saying hi to you, I'm shaking your hand, and I love what they do with the ending. I'm not going to talk about it, but oh, it's just so good, dude. And it just shows you like how like simple these things start, and how it just causes this whole like fucking craziness. You know what I mean? It is kind of scary, though. Me and Josh were watching it, we're like, dude, that can literally be us or something, you know? I don't think we're going to get to that extent, obviously, of like supermarkets being trashed and riots and, you know,
in the movie, how many
but
cases was it? It was like,
no, excuse me, it was like millions.
It was like,
we're
20 million.
Now.
Huh?
We're fucked now.
Like in the movie,
yeah, we're fucked
the
now.
Movie, it was like,
oh yeah, oh shit. Now I touched everything. You guys are here. You guys might
was
be done.
Like 20 million in the movie.
Yeah, within like 100 days or something.
No, it was like less.
Yeah, less maybe. Yeah.
Is it like day? I don't know, like day 30 or.
Yeah, it was intense. It was intense. So yeah, definitely watch that, guys. And it is kind of weird. I mean, how's it been for you, Brandon? Like, this quarantine thing, right? Like, have you been home a lot? Or you're, like, kind of working and stuff still, right?
I'm working still, but when I'm not working, I'm usually home. So
to me, right.
it's, Same shit.
Because everybody's kind of like freaking out, or like all the memes are like people, oh, I'm home all day, I don't know what to do, and this and that. It is kind of weird because, I mean, again, like me and Josh or something, like we're used to like, okay, let's go to the movies, right? Fuck, I can't go to the movies. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, when I was like up in Orlando, it's like the gyms were closed, or you know what I mean? Like the parks were closed, like, you know. Since I work at Universal or something, if I want to go to the park, I can't. It's closed. Like, everything's either closed or has, like, a certain time frame. It's like, don't go out to bars. Don't. So it's like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, I literally just have to be home. Like, just stay home. You can't do anything, you know? Like, you can't go to the – not even the gym, you know, which obviously the gym is, like, probably the worst place to go to if you're trying to – avoid that, you know.
Yeah. Everyone's touching
everybody's touching shit,
they're sweating.
Dude, that's literally the worst spot.
Yeah,
the worst spot. And what's crazy is all these videos on the news of the spring breakers and stuff coming to Florida. It's pretty bad, dude.
The idiots that are in South Beach,
Well, it was like Clearwater, I think, in the news. It was something with Clearwater.
No, that was South Beach.
But they definitely, I don't think they were from here. They were definitely just tourists. They said it, like they booked this trip months in advance, blah blah blah. They're like, oh, whatever happens, like it's like, all right, you're clearly not being considered for the next person that you might bump into.
Was it what the guy said? Oh, there's more important issues.
Poverty and hunger. It's like, yes, yeah. thank you.
Go back to college. You're not learning anything.
It's just funny the way, like, poverty and hunger. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's very insightful. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, dumbass.
Like. Dude, like, and the thing is, like, yeah, you're young. Like, we're young. If we were to get it, I'm sure we could battle it, right? I'm sure that's the case. But I can bump into someone at a supermarket or something.
With a weak immune system.
Exactly. And then they get it. And, yeah, we'll never know. Basically, yeah. And, again, like, that's what the movie talks about, too. You know what I mean? It's just, like, just stay... social distance, because yeah, you think everything's fine, but you don't realize how much touching and interaction you do within 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. Like, when we came in here, I opened the door, Joshua opened the door. That's just all being passed along, you know, and it's like, it's kind of crazy. It makes you, like, not want to touch anything, you know? And then for these kids to be like, oh, yeah, dude, like, what? Like, I don't care, man. This is my spring break. And one girl was like,
Vanessa Hudgens?
Oh, yeah. Did you see what Vanessa Hudgens on her live stream?
No.
Yeah, she kind of fucked up there.
She's like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And again, I don't think she meant it as bad as it sounded. But, it, you know, once it's out, it's out. That's it. There's no coming back from that. I don't know what the context was. I think she was talking about Coachella or something. I don't know.
Did they cancel Coachella?
I don't know if she was referring to Coachella directly, but she was talking about the virus. She's like, guys, like... I think this being until July is bullshit. I don't think that's true. I think it's just like, you know, I think that's BS. Because, I mean, yeah. And then she kind of paused and she was like, I think she was drunk or high. One of the two. I don't know.
Or horny.
And she was like, guys, like, even if we all had it. It was very, like, I was like, come on. She was like, even if we all had it, right? Like, yeah, like, some of us are going to die. But, like, yeah, that sucks. But it's inevitable. And like, and then she kind of caught herself. She's like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be talking about this. And then the video cuts there. I'm sure she keeps going. And I was like, Vanessa, mommy, you've been doing so well.
These celebrities are all stupid. Like the video they did today, all them singing the song.
That video. Yeah, what was up with that? I don't know if... Okay, we have four viewers. Whoever's watching, can you comment if you've seen this video? Just to know if it's worth talking about or not, but like this, all these celebrities
singing John.
They did this compilation video of all of them singing from a John Lennon song, "Imagine" or something. But it's like each celebrity singing. We showed it to you, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
You've seen it. Yeah. Josh was the one that showed it to me today.
Yeah.
I don't what why like, you know, you have other celebrities, like wealthy celebrities like Ryan Reynolds or something. They're like, okay, I'm donating to this organization to help, you know, XXX for the virus.
Steph Curry and his wife, they're doing $1 million. for the kids. Like, we don't have, like, any food and stuff.
Yeah, but then, like, and then I don't know why these celebrities, like...
it's, like, their perfect time to come out as an
idiot. Did this whole, like, video, and it's, like, them singing, and then, like, they put all their singings together, like, if that's gonna make us feel better.
Like, no, bitch.
Like, I don't know why. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Is that like, am I not catching what they're trying to do here? Maybe you have a different take on it, or
I don't know. I think it was really stupid.
Okay,
so I saw. I didn't even see the whole video. I just saw like
it's
parts.
So
of it. I just kind of scrolled through it.
Yeah,
it and I was like, this is terrible.
What's the point of this? Like, am I supposed to watch this? Let's say I'm sick. Whoever's sick, they're supposed to watch this. Oh, look, it's who was singing in it?
Gal Gadot. Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, like, you guys are singing together this song. This is nice. I feel better. Like, I don't know.
That's going to fix a lot of people's pneumonia.
Yeah, like, I don't get that. Like, what's the... Well, why? I just... It's like... I don't know. I guess they thought it would touch a lot of people or something. Like, oh, this is really sweet. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm just nitpicking too much or something, but it's kind of stupid.
The video was pretty good.
Sometimes it's just like, dude, be flat out. Like, Matthew McConaughey came out talking about it, and I actually liked what he said. He just did a video of him talking about it. He was like, guys, like, you know, everything's kind of tough right now, but just, you know, I think he said, like, you know how he talks, like, you got to try to make lemonade out with the lemon or something, you know? Like, try to see if we can, like, just cooperate and go through this. We can come out better from this. We're all working together right now to make, you know, come out of this better, you know? Being positive about it and just giving, like, that sense of, like, wisdom or something, you know, just talking about it. I appreciate that. Like, he actually, what he spoke really well, it was just a simple video. He wasn't singing or dancing and try, like, he just came out and talked about it. Arnold Schwarzenegger, which I thought was awesome.
No, that was awesome.
Him with the cigar in the jacuzzi. It's like, stay indoors. Don't party. Stay inside. Don't spread the virus. You know, I was like, thank
amazing.
You. Yeah, because it's like, that's it. It's simple. It's effective. But, like, all these, like, a lot of these celebrities lately, I don't know why, it's just, like, this drama. You know what I mean? It's, like, this, like, oh, my God, let's all sing this song together. And it's, like, dude, just, like, you know, if you're going to, if you want to support, like, okay, say something in support.
Yeah, like, we're just,
or if you want to donate, donate. But, like, I don't know why you think it's, like, so much more majestic when you, I don't know. I just found it really stupid. It was really cringy.
Like, the only thing, too, is the Josh Gad video.
I don't even want to talk about that one because he was crying and his people are going to find it insensitive, but he just recorded himself crying. And he said that he decided to record himself crying to let us know that it's okay to cry because everything, right? Something like, am I paraphrasing?
It was like, I don't even know. I saw the video and I just, man, I didn't even care.
I didn't finish it. I was watching. I was like, why is he recording himself crying? Like, again, it's just, is it like an attention thing or, you know what I mean? Like, okay, like, I don't know. Like, why are you recording yourself crying? But like literally recording himself, like tears flowing and like, I don't know. That seems a little dramatic to me.
Attention.
That's what it, right? So am I not like alone on that? Like,
yeah,
it kind of seems like it's for attention. Because again, it's like you could just make a regular video. Like, guys, you know what? Like, I'm fucking, this sucks right now, but let's pull through. But why this whole thing of like, guys, like, I was just crying, but I could have gone through it alone right now, but I just want to let you know that I'm crying right now. It's like, okay, like, all right, man. Like, I don't know. Like, what is this really for? You know what I mean? I never know people's true intentions anymore.
You gotta be an Arnold. Just be in a hot tub.
Like, chilling. If you have something to say, say it. But like, to willingly be like, I'm gonna record myself crying right now and show it to the world. Where's your head at? Like, what are your intentions here? You know what I mean? But whatever, you know. Isn't he Olaf from Frozen?
No, is he in Beauty and the Beast, right?
And he's in Beauty and the Beast, yeah.
The live action shit.
Yeah. But he's Olaf, I think, in Frozen, if I'm not mistaken.
I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah. I only saw the first one, but...
I never saw Frozen.
Whatever. Enough about celebrities, because it's just fucking weird. I don't even know anymore. I don't know, dude. It's really, like, strange, man. Like, a lot of places... I mean, like, I think Disney said that they're going to be close to, like, April. something, like mid-April. I think I saw something that they were losing like 20 million a day, which is insane, dude. Like, I don't know. And like the movie theaters, I think they've already over 100 and something thousand employees. They had to like start letting go or something like that because
there's no more basketball season.
But yeah, that's a huge one. NBA is literally pretty much canceled right now. I mean, Kevin Durant has it. The coronavirus. Huh? Marcus Smart too now?
Like right now, tested positive.
Right now?
Yeah, it was a few like hours ago when I saw it.
Oh, shit.
And two Lakers players.
Lakers? Oh, no.
LeBron was like, oh, shit, no.
No, I don't think it's LeBron.
Hey, KD.
Dwight Howard. I feel like, yeah.
It has to be Dwight Howard.
I don't know. And who's another big one? Oh, Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Has it. Tom Hanks had it or has it. I think he came out. He said he was fine. Just staying in quarantine or something. I don't know, man. It's really weird.
Yeah, but no basketball.
Yeah, that, basketball I really hope canceled.
They finish the season, though, man, that would suck if they just, like, that's it?
Yeah, everything is just, like, postponed.
I think I saw that they want to continue it, like, in July. And then, like, have it finished by August. Or not July, and, like, in the summer. Summer.
Like, just play through the summer?
Just, like, play through the summer.
No fans.
And then just, they'll continue. Then the finals will be in August.
I'm fine with that.
It just pushes it back even further.
It just sucks, for the Lakers and stuff. Like, they're playing at their peak.
Really good, yeah.
At their peak. They're playing at their greatest, and boom, I don't know. That's it. Now you gotta wait.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. So, like, yeah, what happens now? Because, like, let's say if they do start in...
I think maybe no fans.
In May or something, right? Let's say, but like, yeah. How does that carry on for the next season? Are they going to have a shorter summer?
I don't think so.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, the summer could be like a fall thing then. You know, like instead of having the summer league, it's like they have to change it because...
Would the league just change forever type of thing? Like now...
Kind of like how with like the lockout that happened.
Oh, yeah.
How like they made it...
Space Jam,
yeah. Because it was trending on Netflix. And it was because in the movie, they go the NBA like is canceled due to some virus thing. Because like with the monsters that they're taking their abilities,
mm-hmm.
None of the players didn't want to play, so they closed something like that, right, in the movie. I forgot.
I haven't seen Space Jam in forever.
Yeah, but something like that in the movie. Because Space Jam was trending and they were making fun of it because that's what happened right now.
I don't know, dude. It's really weird. It's really weird because yeah, like these players now. So like, how long till they're like back to normal or like clear to play or something? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's really weird. What else? Like, I mean, yeah, everything. I think MLB is not gonna start anytime soon.
Yeah, no, all sports.
All sports.
Hockey was done.
Yeah, you know it's bad when I was at the movies.
After hockey got announced that it was like canceled, it was like someone said like there was like a thing that said like Canada has isolated a strain of like the disease,
right?
Like a pure strain, and that they're working on a cure or whatever. And then someone was saying that like, oh, when we take away hockey from Canada, they'll just get to work.
Yeah, like right away.
Yeah.
I saw a meme that was like LeBron, LeBron right now in the lab trying to come up with a cure, and it's like the guy like. Because, you know, he's trying to win a championship. And, like, yeah. LeBron is getting older. You know what I mean?
Can't win.
I saw somebody tweeted. It's so stupid. Somebody tweeted, 2020 NBA champs coronavirus. Or something like that. After they announced it was canceled.
Man, but if they do come back, there's no excuses. Everyone's healthy now. You got, like, if you do continue the season.
Everybody's
like,
resting, yeah. Everyone's resting.
That's what the Matt Barnes.
Yeah, because even the training facilities are closed. Like
even Matt Barnes, he said, like now, if the season does, like we keep on with the season, and they all come back, they're saying that this might be the best playoffs because they're all rested.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna. Yeah, be they have fully the time recovered.
To
like.
They have the time now to.
So
recover.
Kawhi, no manager and crap.
Yeah, everybody's literally resting right now. There.
They're gonna be doing that.
You got an extra break. You literally got an extra break.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. How long do you think this is gonna last?
I don't know.
Of just us on complete hold.
Hopefully not too long, man. Because this shit's like screwing over everything.
Like we're just on hold right now. Nothing. How long do you think it? I want your take, Brandon.
I want the joke.
Yes, we need your wisdom right now.
My wisdom.
Sonic.
Probably till August.
Oh shit! Really.
Yeah, it'll probably take few more months to get everything situated, to get enough tests to test people, and to see, like, who's, like, to probably get a cure. It'll probably take a couple more months.
Shit.
Because, I don't know. I don't think.
At this point, like, it's too many people.
It's just, like, people, it's spreading really fast because of, I think it's like, it could last, like, 3 hours. Like, if someone sneezes on something.
That's crazy.
Like, no, it's by breathing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying, like anything. Someone, like, it's there just, like, for 3 hours.
Coughing, whatever, like, sneezing, coughing. Like, it'll be there. Like, like if you have it, it'll be just sitting there for, like, 3 hours. And people just going by, touching.
Tell me, just sitting. Like the Tell movie. Me,
what is your take on the virus? Do you think there's more to it?
No.
Do you think it was this bad bio experiment thing with China? What was the conspiracy?
That it started in, like, a lab. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think so. I think
they're watching you right now. Be careful what you say. Yeah. I have a big fan base in China.
They gave me a script and everything. I'm reading off it.
I do not believe China started this. It's just like the movie. It's just like the movie, because the movie, it started in China, and like the whole like talk right in the U.S. is like, oh, is this like a bio experiment? Did it start there? Did they do this? Is it an attack? Can you imagine how scary that would be? Like being able to. Like, your weapon is, like, creating a virus and just letting it spread in a country. You don't even have to, like, fire a missile or just, like, let's make this bioweapon, essentially, and, like, have it spread, like, in that country. That's scary.
I'm telling you, bro, it was made
in the lab. That's the most powerful thing. That's so scary. Like, I don't know.
It was made in the lab.
I don't know, man.
Deep in the archives.
Dude, you think so? Till August? That's kind of crazy. How do we...
I mean, like, do we latest... Do?
What do we do, Brandon?
Tell me, Brandon. Give me
answers. Help me, Brandon. I don't know what to do anymore.
I mean, honestly, bro, after like a month or two, they're going to have to put people back to work. They're just going to have to be safer about it when it comes to like being hygienic. People just got to be more hygienic.
Because that's the thing. Like,
people are freaking out getting hand sanitizer, but like I still see like a shit ton of soap on shelves. I'm like, what? You're not going to wash yourself? You're not going to wash your fucking hands?
Yeah, are people that dirty?
Like
are people that like didn't wash their
I
hands?
Get hand sanitizer is important, but soap is just as important, if not more, because they want you to wash your hands frequently,
right?
Like as much as often as you can. Like, after you touch stuff, or like before you touch stuff, just wash your hands. Like you're touching food and shit.
That's crazy. And they're saying it could, like 3 hours, up to 3 hours.
I think I don't know if something that was like true. That. I don't know if that was true, but okay. That's what I saw.
You gotta ask the
It's just like the movie, man. The movie, they say, like, it's a certain amount of time of... And we just... Think about it. Like, just, like, touching something. And then, like, that's on your hand. And the thing is, we touch our hands so much, that's usually how we...
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, and there's not that much news now. So now it's, like, there's not really, like, movie stuff or, like, everything's just halted.
Everything's on hold. Like, even YouTubers.
Yeah, stocks have been going down like crazy.
Everything is just...
to invest.
I know. I might start investing shit. Invest in, I don't know, dude, because it's, like, even Jeremy Jans, like, all these different YouTubers are kind of like, yeah, guys, like, I'm going to try to figure this out, but, like, again, you know, everybody's jobs.
They needed their movies. They were kind of, like, think about it. Today was Quiet Place. That's a video they do on.
Yeah.
Or a trailer.
Twitch streamers are secure.
Right now, I read an article that said it went up. Like, it skyrocketed even more. Because now everyone wants to watch it now.
Dude, so many viewers, like... Like on Twitch alone, like just like Call of Duty because of the Battle Royale coming out. It's over like it's almost 300k like every day like viewers then, watching.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing. Yeah, because like schools closed, college closed.
Really, that's it.
Work like office actual offices and stuff closing.
The only news that we got.
There's no sports, so.
Dude. It hit me when I went to the movie.
Bro.
I'm a little scared right now. I'm a little scared. When I went to the movies to watch The Way Back, I knew like it was getting to that point when I went and I saw like, you know, it was Regal. So they had like the bar, right, with TVs and they were giving fucking like high school wrestling. Like, you know what I mean? Like usually it's like basketball games or a baseball game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was just like the most random things. I think there was it was like wrestling, and I think that was it. like that was it. And then there was like that meme, I think, on Twitter. Like everybody now, like people watching bowling. Like it gets like to that point where like, that's all
whatever,
we can do.
Whatever's on.
Or watching they, all those Love Island shits.
The reality TV. That's probably gonna spike up too.
They were playing like the playoffs from last year. Yeah. On TV, because like there's really nothing.
This sucks.
Just playing reruns.
And it literally sucks that we literally have nothing else to like watch.
I hear they're putting like some new movies that are like on like on demand for
yeah,
like,
Price. Like Bloodshot is already going on.
Yeah, so what Universal's doing is they are like in the Invisible Man, The Hunt, all their movies that are kind of out right now on demand for like $20.
Yeah,
to rent.
I could imagine.
So I have a feeling other places are going to start doing that as well, because you make some sort of money.
They have to find a way to make money because
exactly,
and it's like. You know, because they have to stay up. They have to keep afloat because if not, there goes pretty much, like, all the movies that would ever come out if, like, that shit goes under.
Dude, yeah. What sucks is there's a lot of good movies coming out this year.
Yeah.
Like, Tenet. You know, I'm really excited for Tenet. And all the movies that are now being delayed in production, that's the thing. Like, everything is just being pushed back right now. I feel like everything might be pushed back a whole year. You know what I mean?
Because
they're saying how this could take for movie theaters up to a year to recover. Up to a year for everything to just get back to normal for movie theaters. So imagine for all these studios, you know, the Batman movie that was filming delayed. Avatar delayed. The Matrix delayed. You know, like everything got just postponed right now. And what I was reading up today was, yeah, like they can, you know, hopefully when everything comes back that they can reschedule the movie or something, you know, or find a new slot. But the thing is, there's already movies are their release dates are planned, you know, 2 years in advance sometimes. So it's not like all these movies that got delayed now, they won't be able to find an opening spot later this year. It, you know, worse, like best case scenario, like if everything stops early, because there's already all these movies set for that time frame. You know what I mean? So they would have to wait and find a new opening slot. And they're saying that all the movies that do get delayed this year, they might have to wait till next year to release them because all the movies that were supposed to come out next year that got postponed filming now, they're not going to be able to come out next year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of movies that are supposed to come out next year that are filming right now that are postponed, which means they're not going to make it to their release date next year. So they might have to use that setback for their movies that were supposed to come out this year. It's like everything is just pretty much set back a year. So, like, Quiet Place, 007, I think they moved it for November, but, again, that could be best case scenario, we don't know. But everything might have to be pushed back for next year. And then those movies that were supposed to come out next year that we're filming now, that might be another, you know, but then everything is just kind of, like, stacked on each other right now, which is so crazy, you know, and it sucks. And I'm kind of worried with Avatar, because I was really excited for Avatar to actually start finishing filming, which I read up, they stopped physical production. But they're still doing virtual production. I don't know what that means. Probably shit with their green screen and all that, or editing as well, because they're filming all of them.
Like the filming, like the world aspect.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean they're filming all of them back to back.
I mean,
yeah.
At least there's something getting done, you know.
Yeah, and they're filming all of them back to back. So I'm pretty sure he's done filming like Avatar 2 at this point. I would hope. It's been fucking like 10 years. but I know he's filming all of them back to back, so it's kind of like. It's crazy, man, because they're saying it like this could change like the industry for a very long time. Like, we don't know what's going to happen with the movie theaters, you know? What is true? Like, what if they go bankrupt? What if they can't hold on for a year, you know? What happens? Like, what happens to the studios, the distributors? How do they get movies out? Are movies just going to be on demand from now on? Like, that sucks.
Expensive.
It would be I think Invisible Man right now is like $20 to rent.
Yeah.
Which I understand that. Like, how much is it to go to the movies? Like $12.
Between ten to twelve bucks.
So they make it $20. It's at home. You know, trying to get their profit.
You
can
watch it with like as many people as you want.
It's a two-day rental.
Yeah, you could watch it with like your entire immediate family. Like,
yeah.
The people living in your house like could be like 5-6 people. You know.
Yeah.
And then you just have the movie right there.
And if you know.
The price of two tickets.
And if there's no Dude, if there's no more, like, movie theaters or something, like, if all these movies come out through On Demand, which I don't think is going to happen, I don't think they'll just let that happen. Dude, there's nothing like the movie theater experience.
Yeah, you can't just...
It's not the same. All, like, the IMAX experience and everything. Like, Tenet is going to be this huge IMAX movie, and it's like, what are we...
No, I feel like they wouldn't allow the business to go out. Like, they just...
I don't think so, either.
They wouldn't. They won't.
It's just too... dude, I just don't think so. There's no way. It's just crazy, though, man. I mean... Who else? I think there was something. Did you guys? Oh, I have to mention this. It's kind of off topic, but it was kind of funny. The Cats. Did you hear about the Cats? The butthole cut.
No.
That supposedly there was these animators hired, you know, within that group for the movie. That they were their job was to do the animation to like CGI out or see like the butthole of the cats.
The butt cracks.
Like the butthole. Yeah, like you know how they're cats.
Yeah.
Supposedly that was a job, and it was trending on Twitter yesterday. Like released a butthole cut for Cats or something like that. It's the stupidest thing ever. But I don't know if that's true.
It won the most Razzie awards.
Yeah. Did you see Cats?
No.
I heard it was really bad.
We should watch
I saw. I've heard really bad things. And I was like, bro, that's not the movie I'm going to be watching.
No.
When I saw that
trailer, I felt so uncomfortable. Watching that trailer, I'm not even joking. I felt like this is like some weird.
What
fetish.
I didn't like was how the actors were bashing on the animators.
I did not.
When it's like dude, if it wasn't for those animators, you wouldn't even be in this movie. You know what I mean? Like,
wouldn't have even been a thing.
Exactly. Like, how are you gonna bash on the animators who didn't even have enough time to finish? They didn't have enough time to finish, and that is a hard job to do. Like, you are CGing a human to look like a cat in the most realistic way possible. And then you have these... who was it that made fun of it? Like, James Corden?
James Corden.
Who's not even a real actor. And who?
And that fucking...
Rebel Wilson?
Yeah,
oh, but she's not even... Like, literally,
the two most
like, insignificant actors in Hollywood. Like, you guys don't even do good movies. James Corden's done one. I think it was that one. I don't think... he's in... And Rebel Wilson hasn't done a good movie since... I don't even remember when. She's not good. I prefer Melissa McCarthy.
you know who she is, right?
Yeah,
like, because in the Oscars, they were making fun of them, and VFX artists tweeted, hey, like, that's fucked up what you guys just did.
Dude, that's a stressful job,
man. You know, a guy tweeted, like, hey, we had to work, like, overtime.
Stupid.
And we did all that work for our studio to end up being closed down.
Yeah, and to make you look good for your stupid-ass cat movie, all right?
Yeah, I did it. Like, even, like actors. Like, I think, like, Mark Hamill tweeted, I think he didn't like what they did.
That's not cool.
Because you don't shit on someone's job like that.
Because your movie flopped. Literally because it flopped.
On YouTube, The Corridor Crew. I don't know if you heard of the channel.
I think maybe you showed me, like, a video before.
Yeah, they're like VFX people. And they show what it's like how they do it behind the scenes stuff, like VFX. Mm-hmm. Dude, that's a lot of work to do
it's
with
not
VFX.
Easy, man.
Like for Lord of the Rings, they did like a deep dive on Lord of the Rings VFX. Dude, those animators had to erase Andy Serkis and reanimate
yeah,
every
crazy.
Movement of him. Like, no hard. That
yeah, because at the time, the technology isn't like now where,
yes.
like that motion capture type of stuff where.
Lord of the Rings was great.
Like,
so
it was
good,
very
dude.
Hard.
I can't like do with the technology at the time. Like, and then imagine if it was made like now.
Well, that's the disappointing thing, because when you look at the movies like The Hobbit, they did have more technology, but it actually looked worse because they just rushed it and they relied too much on the technology. That's the
like
problem.
The prequels.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you rely, yeah, the prequels. Dude, I don't even bash on the prequels anymore because I appreciate
honestly,
them so much
I like
more
the
now.
Prequels
no,
because
so
look,
much more.
Look at Lord of the Rings: Return of the King. The part where the tower blows up.
That's a real.
Everyone was on break. One guy rebuilt the whole tower to blow it up. He literally by himself. He rebuilt the whole tower, the whole thing, so they can blow it up to get like stuff so for the VFX people. They can see the way it falls, the way to see. That's impressive.
But that's the thing. When you have too much technology, it's knowing when to use it, right?
Like Spider-Man. Like, sometimes Spider-Man is a little too much sometimes. Or even, like, Avengers movies. Like, sometimes it's a little
when,
too much.
When you have too much... It's like the prequels is a perfect example because that's no, just like, hey, we don't even need to do practical anymore. It's just, and you can see it on the screen where it doesn't look real. But then you have movies like Interstellar where most of that movie is all practical miniatures. All the ships, like the docking scene, all those sequences is with miniatures, and they used CG to like enhance that, like Mandalorian, mm-hmm. miniature ships, all that was miniatures and shot like no, the original films, and then they used CG to like enhance certain things.
The Mandalorian, I saw the video on it,
and the screen thing.
They
yeah.
use that. There's this new thing that they're using now for movies. It's a screen. It's like this one. It's like this big screen like that. And all you do is just put the actor right in the middle, and the camera will capture as the actor is in that world.
Like, oh, so like a kind of like a 360?
It's a really complex
like thing. Like a 360 thing? Like, it'll get all his angles?
Yeah, so yeah. Imagine, like, this fake display surrounding you.
Have you seen that Tom Cruise, Oblivion? Have you seen Oblivion? With Tom Cruise?
That sci-fi one?
One with,
With Tom Cruise, it's like this futuristic...
Like he crashes, like his ship crashes or something, like because like he was like he patrols like Earth or some shit.
Yeah, something like that.
Something
yeah.
like okay.
But
yeah.
but Oblivion, they're the first way to do it. It's like the screen. Mm-hmm. It's like a wide big screen around them, and you just put the actor right in the middle, and then they just film it, and it's like the person's in that world. It's really weird. It's actually like really cool shit. It's actually like really cool how they did it. It's pretty cool how. And those people like James Corden. I don't like James Corden. Rebel Wilson. She's not even relevant as an actress.
Yeah, she's not.
Don't shit on VFX people because you're just a shitty actor.
Yeah,
your job is like 10 times harder.
Yeah, VFX. Yeah. You guys can't do half the work the VFX people do. Like I know jack shit about VFX, but I know I watched videos on it, and that's
a lot of work.
That's not easy. Like for Avengers, like you gotta like animate every little thing. Like for Thanos,
they have somebody. There's a group of people that work on one specific like little moment of a scene. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like a sequence, and they work on that for months, for one little piece of a full 2.5 hour movie or 3 hour. That's crazy if you think about it. So it's just like, you know,
yeah, like all you do
it's kind of ignorant to be like, yeah, oh yeah, it, like we flopped because the animators just did it. It's like, dude, that's not
yeah,
the
like,
problem.
All you do is no, literally put on a costume and say lines.
Like Cats, like the movie didn't look appealing. It wasn't because of the animation. It's just because I don't give a shit about
it just looked weird.
It was like the plot. Like I don't know. It's like, isn't that just a Broadway musical?
Yeah, and they say the music was terrible.
Yeah, I don't.
I've seen it when I was a kid. I just don't remember.
I don't know. I don't think like musicals are my kind of thing, so that's why I wouldn't watch it. But the animation looked really like crisp and clean, like for what it was. You know, the animation was pretty good.
Yeah, like there's nothing wrong with
it. And the studio ended up closing down supposedly because of it or something like that. And those people worked hard. Like you're literally just we're looking at ugly cats. Like, imagine you had to animate Rebel Wilson as a cat.
Awful.
Yeah, just everything about that movie was just kind of weird.
You talk shit about VFX?
And I don't know. I like musicals. I mean, La La Land is great. Les Miserables is great. Yeah. I've seen the classics like Singing in the Rain.
There's a lot of good classics. There's a lot of good musicals.
Like, there's good stuff out there. I just found that trailer really weird.
It's like a weird fetish. It's like the guy has a weird fetish of cats because the way the cats move was very special.
To each his own.
I want to be uncomfortable for an hour.
Well, I'm sure it'll be coming out soon.
I think it is out.
On demand.
No, I think it is out. I don't know if I'll pay like $10 for it, but like
I want to watch
when it's free or something, you know, then I'll watch it. I heard it's really bad. Like really, 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 really bad.
I want to see it. I got to experience it because that movie looks terrible.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Bloodshot, where's Bloodshot at, like, in reviews? Are critics even able to see it?
No. These are closed.
Like, is there a Rotten Tomato score on it, or...
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. Like, everything's so different now.
Did you see what he said? Vin Diesel, what he said?
What did he say?
That, supposedly that Steven Spielberg, told
him... Wants him to direct or something?
Yeah, he says, oh, if you don't direct, it's,
So, it's, like, a shame. It's
a cry on cinema, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, Vin Diesel?
We didn't even get to see Onward, the Pixar movie.
Yeah, I couldn't get to see it.
I don't know where to see it now.
Which is a shame because they had an early screening, like a week before, 2 weeks before
yeah.
the film, and I missed it. So I didn't know. I could have saw it 2 weeks earlier, but...
Let me see.
But I didn't really care about the movie anyway.
Bloodshot. It's at 30% from critics, 78% from audience.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's probably like...
Dumb action.
Yeah, like it's probably like entertaining to watch.
But
if you want to like dive further into it, then you're just gonna be disappointed.
Did you see Sonic, Brandon?
No.
You have it? I honestly did want
to see it. Just because, like, you know, it's Sonic.
It's Sonic. That's why I wanted to see it.
Like, you know, just because it's a Sonic movie. But I just never got the chance to see it.
So no, dude.
It's actually really good, man. I really liked it. Honestly, yeah. And I'm excited for more.
Onward, but whatever. Just wait.
I know.
They'll probably throw it up on.
They're probably gonna release it earlier now because it bombed. The bomb, like, it didn't make any money.
It dropped a lot its second weekend because that's when things were already getting.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And Bloodshot, literally, yeah. This past couple weeks, I think it's been the worst, like, ever in the last 22 years for box office revenue, but just because nobody wants to go to the movies, man. You know,
yeah, because you don't know.
I was lucky because when I went,
someone coughing in a movie theater, man.
Dude, that was me.
No, or
I have allergies. I have really bad allergies, right? So when I'm working, my throat gets like itchy or something. If my throat gets dry, and I start coughing and I start, you know, tearing up because it's like just allergies. It gets really itchy. And people start looking at me. I'm at work. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm trying to be cool, but I'm like tearing up. And at the theater, I was coughing a lot. I was by myself, but there was people behind me and people in front of me. And I was like, you know, my throat was itchy. I'm watching the movie and it looks like I'm crying about the movie, but really I'm just crying because of my allergies. Because the popcorn, I don't know. It was like really weird. And then, yeah, like, you know, people just kind of look at you like,
you know. You're some kind of freak.
Yeah,
just
dude.
For coughing.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, you can't really shake people's hands anymore now, or
no.
Until this passes.
What if it? Yeah, like it's until it passes. What if it never passes? Well, what if we can never shake hands again?
Well, then it would be Last of Us. We're gonna be like a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, dude.
Clickers and shit.
Click.
Us humans would not last. We would all kill each other within 2 weeks if there was like an actual like apocalypse. Like event, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're fighting over toilet paper. Imagine when it's just like
toilet paper over, just like kind of like a very harsh cold.
Yeah,
I think that's what people were saying. Like it is like it's like a harsh cold, and then you get like pneumonia,
right?
Which is like, and people are just like fighting over toilet paper. Which again, why
are one of the side effects like diarrhea or something? Are people shitting themselves to death?
Who knows,
bro? Dude? Because people are freaking out over toilet paper. I don't know why. Like, do we need toilet paper? Is that something that...
For the apocalypse comes? Yeah, wait.
Because, dude, that's for that. You know what I mean? And I get it. Like, you know, this is something to take seriously.
Day.
Imagine if there was an actual apocalypse-like event where, you know, power's out. We have nothing. Doesn't, you know, there's no work. Chaos.
The president's hiding underground.
People would kill each other in, I think, I would even give us a week. People would start. I mean, if they're punching each other for toilet paper now, and we're still pretty civilized, imagine if it's just like free for all.
This is why they don't tell us about aliens.
Yeah, imagine if they tell us, "Hey, we have aliens." People will go crazy. People are so stupid. Oh, you know what I mean?
Toilet paper, we need toilet paper to fight the aliens.
Toilet paper, quick! Everybody's like, "Throw toilet paper."
Fuck the aliens! Yeah.
It's like, dude, that's like, I get it now. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, maybe that's why we're just not ready for anything.
And this virus is like. Yeah, you know, it's killing people, but imagine you got like a serious like virus that's like the movie, like 20 million people dead.
And that's what the movie tackles, man. The movie gives you a little bit of anxiety. It's like, oh my god, that could be us right now. Any second. If things really do get crazy to the point where we don't even know what to do, or it's just out of our control. And that's what bothers me with all these people being reckless and like not caring. It's like, dude, that stays on your hands. Like, if you don't care, like, you're going to continue spreading it, and you're just going to make this process so much longer, and it could get worse. Instead of just, like, if everybody in theory just kind of did just stay home right now.
It's kind of like, you know, they don't have a vaccine for us. So it's like,
yeah, like they're doing early trials of vaccine right now. That's what they said today.
But
think about it. Like, all these people are like, oh, I don't care, bro. Fuck it, because I got to churn up every way, you know, every day. It's like, all right, dude, now you're just going to keep spreading it. You're going to make this process longer. You're going to potentially harm people that can't handle the virus. You know what I mean? It's just like, why? And, dude, these kids were literally saying, this is my spring break. If it happens, whatever happens, happens. But I'm going to churn up. I saved up for this. It's like, wow, dude. It's nice to know where your priorities are at. You know what I mean? Like, that's great. Good for you. You know what I mean?
And
have fun, dude. Have
hopefully
fun.
Hopefully we won't go into another war, because those are the fuckers we are going to fight for us.
Remember World War III? Remember that?
Dude, the way people are now, how stupid they are, shit.
Can you imagine if there was a draft, Brandon? What would you do? Fuck I'd it. Go.
He's a general.
I do,
the general.
I do. Yeah, bro, they call me up first.
Dude, those memes.
Be like,
we gotta start.
Those memes.
Now.
Dude, there's some funny ones now.
The LeBron.
Yeah, dude, there's some funny memes with the World War III. And there's some messed up ones now that I see. They're like, oh, when you go to bed with a cough and you wake up at a Kobe game or something like that. Have you seen those? And it's like the video. It's so up. Bad, dude. It's so like
mean. Oh, yeah. It's like, was it?
When you go to bed with a fever and a cough and you wake up at a basketball game with Kobe dropping 60 with Angels or something like that. And it's like the guy like confused.
Is the drink...
oh, the Drake, yeah, that picture of Drake when he's like that, like
yeah,
looking
he's like
up.
Confused.
Yeah. Ooh, so messed up, dude. Drake. Yeah, all these memes, like how does this start?
That's such an amazing picture. That's just like so timed.
How did like GIFs become a thing?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like who thought of that? Like it's just like a short 1 second or 2 second like clip of something that's supposed to be funny or show an expression. Like, who came up with that?
Well, we could look it up right now.
Try looking it up there, Josh. I can't look it up on the computer.
My phone is all bad. I'm giving us the view.
Huh? That's fine. Oh, you're one of the... Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We have two others.
No.
Whoever they are. Yeah, like, who started GIFs?
Talk to me. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder who... I don't know. Cause it's just a second. It's like a little clip of something. And it's like weird.
Yeah, like how did that? Who thought of that?
And sometimes it's like funny. Like when someone texts you something, you reply back with.
GIFs are amazing. Like they make texting so much.
It was made in 1987.
Really?
Yeah.
By who?
Steve Wilhite.
Steve, what?
Wilhite.
And does it say how or something? Like what he just decided to. So that's so crazy.
He was bored one day.
He's like, Brandon just tackles me in front of the camera. Ruin.
He puts like Germex in your mouth.
I don't know. It doesn't really say.
Just that he came up with GIFs.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I'd probably have to read like a whole thing, and I'm.
Really it's okay, boss. Yeah, we don't have to do a research paper on it. It's okay. So at least we know in the '80s by Steve Wilhite.
Are we gonna talk about the? New consoles, since there's nothing else.
I don't know that review was so boring.
It was meant for the GDC.
Yeah, it was more
developers.
For, yeah, like I get the stockholders and stuff like that.
Meant for
fans
like us. Dude,
Brandon, PS4 or Xbox, which one are you getting when the new ones come out?
Did you see the new Xbox design?
Neither, because I have a PC.
Oh, you have a PC.
Did you see the new Xbox design?
Yeah, like that tower.
The little tower. It's actually pretty small. I saw it. There's a video on it now. Someone got it early. He's like testing it out. Dude, this shit's small. It's like that. Which is like... They put a lot of shit in there. And I was like, is that shit going to overheat?
I don't know. Because I know it has the vent on the top. Like that whole...
And it just looks
like the little dot. Like the little dotted vent. But...
I don't know. They're both powerful. Both powerful. Basically what it is, the Series X has more power, PS5 is just faster.
It runs more efficiently or something.
Bro, yeah. Should just like come together and make a fast and powerful console.
Oof.
No, because the thing is, I mean,
I like the
Sony thing, he kind of like threw a jab at Xbox a little bit. He was kind of like, oh, not everything's about the teraflops. So it's not all about having the most teraflops. You can really, which is kind of true. Because I got PS4. I have like the first one. The one's like shit, and I have playing Death Stranding. It looks amazing.
I'm with PlayStation. They just have better games, like coming out in the long run. Mm-hmm. Xbox, Xbox One. What really came out for Xbox One besides what Gears?
Gears 4, 5, Halo.
Sea of Thieves. 5. Hello, Sea of Thieves.
And Halo 5 was a disappointment.
State of Decay. No, oh. State of Decay.
Yeah, that's Xbox.
That's
it.
And I mean games that really like, oh my god, you know what I mean? Like
Xbox
equivalent to a Spider-Man or a God of War,
no,
Game of the Years, you know?
Like Xbox hasn't had a Game of the Year game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, PlayStation,
like Sony
dude.
Had Spider-Man, God of
they
War.
They did get that company though, that Hell for Hellblade and stuff like that. That's exciting,
that's one.
But that's one game.
I mean, supposedly, like...
Because, dude, PlayStation, Spider-Man, you know there's going to be a new Spider-Man. New God of War. Horizon Zero Dawn. Horizon Zero Dawn. Right now they have Last of Us. You know, Cyberpunk is all consoles, so that doesn't count. But...
And there's a rumor, and it's probably fake, but hopefully it's true, that Sony is bringing back PT.
Oh.
Dude, can you imagine?
And it's actually
if
like,
they fucking bring that back, no, I'm buying a PlayStation.
You see? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
A rumor, which it actually, like... Seems credible. Yeah, like Kojima, his Twitter account, he posted, oh, sorry to be silent. Everyone, he put a lot of the silent, everyone can't talk about what we're doing next, whatever. Then the pencil, I had like a thing said pyramid. Then the curator of Silent Hill was like put a rest in peace pyramid. So there's a pyramid something with PT.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of like there's like videos on it, and it literally like connects perfectly that they're working. That, it's PT. Like it's like Sony,
I would and love
Konami
to play that game.
And Kojima are working together again for them to remake that PT game that they canceled. With Norman Reedus and all that.
I would love to play that game just because I want a good game to
good
fucking
game.
Shit myself in.
Shit myself
in. Yeah, people saying yeah, that PT demo was really the scariest.
That demo
game.
Was scary, bro. Even if it was just you going in
it
circles.
It was so well done.
It was just like it really gets to you, dude. Like, because of like the little details of like when like the refrigerators,
yeah,
or like she. Oh my god, dude!
I didn't have a.
How
PS4.
Much are those PlayStations worth now? No, if you still have it,
a lot,
yeah, right?
It was something like in thousands when people like, had that demo.
Something so simple, right? Like
yeah.
something
because
that you think
the,
you
that,
would have forever.
That PT demo, people were saying it was like the best thing ever.
It was, dude. That was so cool. Imagine how big. Imagine how big that would be if Sony announces, hey, like, we're collaborating with the company.
And another great thing about it is that it has, like, alternate endings. Just in the demo, it had alternate endings.
Dude, it was Kojima.
So cool.
You had, like, good, bad, and, like, kind of, like, in the middle.
Yeah.
Where, like, it was, like, iffy. Like, it could have gone either way.
Yeah.
That's what's really sick about just the demo having all that.
You know.
The demo
like,
itself,
the game
yeah.
has a lot, like, would have a lot of potential if they're, like, going back to make it.
I know. I really
and with
like,
the new consoles being more powerful and having like better graphics, dude, it's gonna
imagine how
like
huge that would be.
Because that like that game like those graphics, like almost, I want to say bordered on like what Cyberpunk has.
Yeah.
Because like of how good it looked for what it when no, it I, came out.
And there's another like thing that's going like I mean obviously the kid it's all. Probably fake, but I'm just like I just want it to be true.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, because Sony wants to get also like the Metal Gear,
again?
And remake like remaster MGS 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
They want to remaster, and it's like I know it's not true, but I probably want it to be true.
That
because,
would be nice.
Because dude, have you seen the Metal Gear Solid 3 remastered on a fucking slot machine?
No,
you know how Japan they do
so
that
bad.
Little pachinko
oh,
crap.
Yeah,
dude, it's such a slap in the face of that remastered on that little pachinko machine.
Yeah,
dude, it's literally the Fox engine, which looks amazing. Like, well, look at all the Metal Gear games,
mm-hmm.
but they remastered MGS3, just beautiful 4K graphics. Oh god,
they imagine like yeah, like a Metal Gear Solid Collection, you know, remastered or something. That
but
I
like,
would buy
but
that.
Like remastered to where you have. Phantom Pain gameplay for
yeah.
all the games.
That would be
that'd
nice.
That'd be crazy.
Can you imagine playing Snake Eater with Phantom Pain type like movement and like freedom? That's literally like no more.
That's a game
like,
that get bought real quick.
No, the PlayStation sales will skyrocket.
That and dude, that's true with the whole PT thing. I think that would just take Sony at a whole different level.
No, that would.
It would,
that would blow up the game.
There wouldn't even be competition anymore. You know what I mean? Like
you're making PT.
That's just, even you just said it. Yeah. You would get play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You would get it, and that's so
like,
crazy.
I don't even need one, but like just for that, just for these
exactly,
just so I can play it when it comes out. Like I don't have to wait because I know Sony's doing like a thing where like exclusives come out like almost a year later on like PC now.
Yeah, the only thing with Sony, they have to be careful with releasing on PC. They shouldn't do like what Xbox is doing. I mean, it's obviously it's great.
We're just porting over.
Yeah, it's not good because then it will actually affect your sale because, okay, I don't have to... Like, for Xbox, I don't have to buy it because I have PCs. So I just buy it on PC.
Yeah.
So, that's it. But for PlayStation, they should try to just focus more on the console, make it more on PS5 only, then slowly release... Don't release your new games on there.
Yeah, no, like, Death Stranding, it's well, set to come out. Like,
well, that's because they don't own the company. They're like, they're still independent. They're still free. Okay. So,
but yeah, Death Stranding is supposed to come out like latest, like the end of this year.
I think it's like June.
Then they must. Oh yeah, sorry. It got updated.
It's like June. June.
And then Horizon Zero Dawn, they wanted to do
the first one. That one's releasing in for PC now too. So that's fine.
That's cool. I would probably get it again, like on PC, just because I like
the game. It was cool.
I didn't get to finish it before I sold
for Horizon.
I never got to finish it, so I wanna go back and finish it.
See, Aloy.
Yeah, I like if the story there's
a
way was,
I could just connect like a PlayStation account and just like get some like downloads and stuff. Oh my god, I wish.
That's great gameplay. I did find the story, like I was trying to get engaged with the story, but I couldn't. I feel like I needed cutscenes.
I like the fighting.
Yeah, like gameplay is great, but the story wasn't engaging for me. I was trying to like get into it, but I was like, ugh. Like the cutscenes were kind of like glitchy sometimes. They were like buggy.
Yeah, the game can't like the cutscenes were a little buggy. So like they're talking and it's like,
ah. Aloy, you know. And it does take you away from like the engagement of the story in it, because the gameplay itself is great.
It's intense. Like they have the robot. You set traps. I love that you set the trap for them. And it's hard.
Yeah.
You have Aloy.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think PlayStation's going to win again. Because Halo is the only big thing right now for Xbox coming
and
out.
And Hellblade, you can just play it on PC.
And supposedly, I loved Hellblade.
And supposedly the new Xbox is going to be super expensive. $600.
$600?
Because of all the shit that's in it. Because the reason why Sony... The reason why Sony... What they did was like... Yeah, I think said in the thing, though, that...
Conference.
Very boring college lecture. It was they said that it's powerful, but they don't want to make it like to where they have to. They want to price it better. You know, they want to make sure that it's powerful, but also they can price it at a good price for people to buy it.
Just imagine when like the Series X has like alternate versions that are like even better. Yeah. Like you know how the Xbox has the One S, the One X.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna wait a little bit.
Never, I never buy a launch console.
Always comes with issues.
Always has issues.
It's usually the second.
The second version that's like perfected, and then the third version is just like a final push just to get some more money.
Yeah.
Like usually the second
the
is.
The thing is, like is I'm gonna one. Wait. I'm gonna wait to see what happens with the consoles. But I don't have that old ass PlayStation. I've been having that thing for like 7 years.
The three, the PlayStation 3 or the
four.
Oh no! Yeah, I thought you were talking about.
No,
because we just put the PlayStation, the PS3 in our living room, and we just bought the collection for Splinter Cell.
For $15.
For $15, the trilogy. Have you played? You played Splinter Cell?
Yes.
Remember those?
I have the HD collection. I bought it for the PS3, and I have the HD collection of Metal Gear.
You know what game I want to get remastered? Crisis.
They should.
Crisis 1, 2, and 3 were great games.
Did you play 3? 3 was good too? Because I played 2.
3 was my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah. Like multiplayer-wise? Like, it was just a great game overall. Like, the story was good, a great ending. And then the multiplayer was just super fun.
Okay.
Like, there were some weapons that were kind of like, you know, oh, this is the weapon to use because it's, you know, OP.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, there's so many ways around playing against people that just use OP weapons. Like,
right.
There's, like, a skill aspect to it, like, with, like, the, you know, you could cloak, you could do this, that, and the other, like, with items.
Right.
So, there's ways around it. Like, there's like, a good skill component.
And 3 was good? Because I played 2. 2 was the one that came out on 360.
Really 3 was but really for good. Some reason, I got really 3. Immersed in the story.
Okay, because 2 had a... Yeah, I loved 2.
You got a massive hard on.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I was just there.
A little bit.
Ding.
Just, like, just rock solid. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't play the third one. 2 was the first one to come out on console, right?
Well, you can play the third one. It's backwards compatible.
I might just do that. I might. Because Dude 2 was... No?
Nah. I'm not saying it'll it's not be worth hard to play it. Now. It's just like, yeah, it's not.
It's
like,
my first time.
Yeah, like I played it on PS3.
Some games you can't go back and play because it's meant
just
for
meant
the
first
time.
Yeah.
Because now you're like, there's some games I have that are old and it's like I can't play.
Yeah, it's
I
hard.
Can't like I really want to play Half-Life. I never played Half-Life, but I couldn't play it because it's so old that I was like I'm too used to God of War graphics and like. Cutscenes.
Yeah, you're so used to like shit looking almost 4K on like everything.
And yeah, so it was hard for me. And I really want to play Half-Life. I really want to play it. I struggle to play it every time because I'm just so used to like this whole other games now that are just literally like a movie.
Literally. Yeah, I mean games right now. Like with Death, I think Death Stranding was the peak of that for me, where like, it, I think Death Stranding is the perfect example of, like, bridging and merging, like, movies and gaming in one. Like, Death Stranding, for, like, to me, was that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was, like, I don't know. It was, like, I was playing a movie, but I was still, like, engaged in it without it being, like, you know, like Detroit Become Human or something like that. Like, it wasn't that type of game, obviously. It's, like, the closest thing you can get to actually playing a game while still feeling like you're in a movie. Like, the most cinematic game experience you'll play or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's what it felt like. I mean, I don't know. There's times when, you know, when you're just, like, on foot and you're traveling, the music is on, and it's, like, just super cinematic, and, like, the story and everything about it. It's great. And that's one of the few games that, like, I still think about every once in a while. Like, randomly, I'll be like, damn, like, that was a good game. I kind of want to play it again. But it's one of those things that I know I won't play it again because it's just so long, and it is a lot. But it's just, like, you really appreciate it. It's like, damn, like, that was a great, like, experience.
The story was so engaging.
Yeah, it was.
The story was so engaging.
It really was. It was great.
The cutscenes are great. Yeah, sure, like, I mean, you're an Amazon delivery guy, but...
There's more to it than
but
that,
though. There's more to it. I actually enjoyed it. I loved it. Honestly, the game's not for everyone. Because people are too used to... Are used to first-person shooters.
Yeah, bro, that's kind of just what I've been playing lately.
Yeah, people are just used to, like people want Doom games. Like, they do Doom Eternal. Like, that's
Doom looks
want.
Fun, though. I think it came out today. It came out a day early. It
comes out, yeah. I want it. I'm probably going to get it later, but...
I'm thinking about it. I kind of want to get it, but it's not cross-play, right?
No.
Damn, because that would be fun for all of us to play.
Yeah, it would.
But I get it would be, like, a disadvantage for console players, right?
Huge.
Yeah, because I can already notice it with Modern Warfare. You know what I mean?
Point and shoot, and then, like, you could just set your sensitivity however fast you want.
Exactly.
Like... Changing your mouse to settings.
Yeah, no.
That's that alone, because, like, pointing.
Yeah.
That's why there's aim assist for console.
To
try to help, but they can't compete.
Yeah, like
it's a shame because it looks like a fun game. I'm thinking about getting it.
Oh, some games like I was playing Destiny 2, and just like every time I play it on console, bro, I hate it. I can only play it on like my PC.
Really.
I play it on console because I have people I play with on console, but it's just not as good. It takes forever to load. It fucking I can't even see the loading screens.
Yeah.
Like it's a black screen, and then I'm in the game. I'm already started.
Right.
I'm already behind. Versus like my computer, where it's like I could just go 30 seconds. I'm already loaded up. I see everything fluidly. Nothing's bad. The graphics look. Like 10 times better.
It runs smoother. Like
it just runs smoother. It's just so much better. Same with Call of Duty. Like playing it on both, it's just better on PC.
Hmm. Okay.
Like not for gameplay, but just like visually. Like just because like I don't have to wait those loading times as bad as is on the consoles right now. Like because loading time is terrible.
I've noticed that a few times too. Like because you know obviously Joshua has a PC, so. Like, I'll play whatever game I'm playing, and when I try it on the PC, like, when you just play any game on the PC, you can just tell the difference, like, right away. You know what I mean? Especially, like, a Call of Duty game. It's just so much smoother. Everything is just, like... And when you play on console, not that... for me, it doesn't really matter, but you do notice a difference, and it's just like, oh, shit, yeah. Like, it makes sense. So, it's, like, it is, like, a huge advantage. Yeah, like, in Modern Warfare, I noticed an advantage already. So, imagine a game like Doom, where that's just, like... So all about speed and, you know, and precision and stuff like that.
I don't think...
It looks like a fun game, though. I'm thinking about getting it. I'm just not sure yet.
I might just wait for it to go on sale.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, because, like, it's a, 12-hour campaign?
15 hours.
Okay, you're running shoot monsters, okay.
That's how the 2016 one was. It was fun. It started getting a little repetitive, but then I beat the game, so I was like, okay. And the online was dead for some reason. I don't know why.
When did you get it? Like, day one?
No, I got it a little later. It might have been like on sale.
It was
It didn't do well.
Yeah, the multiplayer is not really what you get Doom for, at all.
Okay.
Like it, I mean, it's not that it's bad. It's just people just play just for the sake of running gun.
Okay. Because I thought the online for Doom was always like a thing, it used to be at least maybe.
Like my friend he plays on PC and he's able to find games.
Okay.
And I don't know about this new one. I don't know how it's going to be. Like,
well, it's different, though. Now they changed it. It's Snowboard Team Deathmatch. It's like two Doom Slayer or something, and it's like one person playing as the monster. You got to, like, kill the...
Yeah, you have to kill them. It's kind of like how Evolve was.
Yeah, kind of sort of like that now. So there's no, like, TDM.
That kind of... This is a little weird. Because, like, they this has just been a thing in, like, for Doom.
Was unless like, TDM they... Shit. I mean, I don't know. Because... I the focus more on the story, I guess, more on the single player. That's what people play it for, anyway.
Yeah, it's just to again run and gun, and the
it is cutscene, fun when you do it.
Like it looks good. It's like visually, it's pretty nice. Like for what it is.
I know. I
I'm thinking about it. I'm just not sure.
I tried playing the 2016 Doom. I mean, I was like playing it. I was like, okay, I'm shooting things. I'm like running around, and within like 20 minutes, I'm kind of bored, so I just get off. And then I get on for another 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm bored.
It's probably something you just either you really, really love it or I don't know. Because, like, it looks fun. That's why I'm not sure. It's like, do I want to spend $60 on this game?
Yeah, I mean, I got on sale for $5. Doom. So like, that's why I'm not stressing. Like, I only pay $5 for this game. So. But I feel like for a $60 game, I don't know.
That's why you worried me a little bit with the online. Like, oh, like, what if I get it? Yeah, I beat the campaign or something. I'm like, oh, what now? Like, is the online...
Yeah, exactly. Like,
is the online going to be worth it? Because I do want... It's something you want to keep playing. Like, Modern Warfare, I got it. I haven't even touched the campaign, but...
The online looks cool, but I feel like it'll get bored after a while. Like, it's okay, one guy's a monster, two people are shooting the thing.
Yeah, like... And they're not really doing deathmatch or anything like that for some reason. I guess that's just not what people play it for.
Yeah, so, I mean... I don't know, unless like it's a heavy story like God of War, Spider-Man.
Yeah,
that's a $60 game. But for Doom,
I know I want another Spider-Man game already.
But like for a Doom game, I mean, I don't know. I'm really trying to play 2016. Like I'm really trying. I'm forcing myself to play it, and I just cannot. Like after like 20 minutes, I'm kind of already like.
Because it is kind of repetitive. It's just like okay, enter this room, run and gun.
Clear next room.
Allergies again. Can you bring me a water, Josh?
That's not allergies.
Huh?
It's COVID.
Brandon's looking at me like...
Dude, you're killing me. You're killing me, bro. Slowly.
Huh?
You're killing me slowly.
It's not what it looks like, I swear. I promise. This is how I get... Like, it gets, like, really itchy here.
Mm-hmm.
Tears start running out. That's when people start freaking out. That's when I start running up to people like that. And
start running up and coughing on them.
Yep. Oh, you know. You see, I can't even do that. Then it gets me itchy. The logo's just blocking your body. But yeah, again, I don't know yet, you know. Because it does look like a fun game.
Because I want to play the Final Fantasy VII remake. Because I showed you the demo for it. Mm-hmm. And the game literally looks great. The game looks amazing.
Yeah, he showed me the demo. It looks pretty, like... It looks great. But again, it's just like, man, I don't know.
I just didn't episodic thing. That's my only worry.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay...
Like, what if they take too long in between?
Yeah, like, okay, do I have to wait another 5 years for the next part? Like, how many years do I have to wait? Because this one took forever to make. This one took, like, a few years. So do I have to wait another something amount of years and then another... Because how many episodes are they going to do? Like, four... Three,
maybe probably between 3 to 5.
God damn!
Like I don't know, but I'm just.
Dude, man, Scrange is really pumping this one out. I think I might end up getting Resident Evil 3 first. Because I really enjoyed 2. Mm-hmm. 2 was great. I mean, I really think that the 3 original like the original wasn't that as good as 2. Like the story was kind of like, eh. But I mean, I don't know. I never played any of them, so I only played 2. That's it. But I might get 3. Because that one, it's a story I'm playing.
It's another remastered, right?
Or something like that. It's like 2, but the remastering it like at the
That's
other
cool.
one.
That's cool.
And those graphics looked amazing.
Yeah, 2 looked good. The one that you played.
Yeah.
Again, I haven't played it, but it looked great. Like, it looked... I think there was a scene where he was, like, eating a burger or something in the cutscene in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God. Like, it looks so real.
That and it's kind of weird. It's scary, too. Like, when that Mr. X starts...
That's that tall guy, right?
The just hat.
Like, yeah. I saw Joshua struggling with that guy for a while.
He's annoying, man. Because I'm there walking, and then all I hear is footsteps right behind me. Then I'm there getting chased by mother zombies. And it's like, you don't really have a lot of ammo in that game.
Yeah,
you're always starved. So it's like, fuck.
Yeah, it reminds me of Dead Space. because Dead Space was always like that. You never had Dead
Space ammo 1. Dead Space 1 was like that. Dead Space 2, it was like less like that.
Yeah.
And then Dead Space 3 was just...
I heard Dead Space 3 was just straight action.
Straight action, yeah. It that's hardly had any horror elements.
That's kind of disappointing. Yeah, they had to with Evil Within. I was playing it. I got like...
First hour. Yeah. And then after that, it just became an action game.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm done.
Some fucking horror game.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's not even horror anymore. That's kind of lame.
I love Dead Space.
So I really stopped playing it.
Yeah,
I
couldn't Dead play Space it. Was cool.
They remastered, if they remastered Dead Space 1, that's a for sure
comment. I really couldn't play Dead Space.
For sure.
Because I love that game.
I didn't play 3.
I like 3 a lot. I almost 100%ed like the game.
Really?
Like, in the sense of achievements. And like,
I don't know why I never played 3.
I keep telling you to play the Bioshock Collection.
I know.
The Bioshock Collection, you have to play that.
Like Bioshock Infinite is literally like up there in my top games all time. Like,
yes.
Bioshock Infinite is literally amazing. Like, when I beat that game, I was like, wow. I was really in shock. Yeah. Because when I bought the collection, I was in a hurry to beat them all. To play like another game, and like, it's kind of so I beat them on easy. I was just like, I just want to get the story in.
Mm-hmm.
And when I played Bioshock Infinite, I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, this story was really. Now I kind of regret it. I should have played it on harder, but the thing is, I just wanted to play the story because I think during that time there was like a whole bunch of like different games. I think it was like God of War or something.
Yeah, like around the time of the collection dropping.
Yeah, it was like there was a lot of big games coming out because I got the collection a little later, like longer after, because I bought like on sale. I got it like on sale, and Bioshock Infinite is literally a great game. Like that's a really.
I know. I do have to play those. I don't know why I haven't, because I know that's the third one, right?
That's the last one.
Yeah, so there's
three. And they're making a new one, which I can't wait. Hopefully, they don't fuck it up.
I know, that's the thing. Everything lately is just kind of like, oh, hopefully they don't fuck it up. You know. I don't know, man.
Bioshock was good. The second wasn't as good, but it was entertaining.
I like the story. I like the fact you play as a big daddy. Yeah. I like that. That was a different thing. I like that.
Gives you a different perspective.
Yeah. I really like all of them. I just enjoy it. It's such a cool world.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not trying to say like 2 was bad. I'm just saying it was probably the weakest one.
Yeah,
but even then, it was still very entertaining.
Weakest,
it was entertaining.
Still great.
How long is the campaign for each of them?
Like 10 hours each, right? I think 10
to
12.
Yeah, like 10 to 12. I don't know.
That's not bad.
Depends if you want to explore, look
Bioshock
around.
Infinite was probably like the longest one.
Yeah, and that story is really like...
That was a really good story.
That's
like,
not bad.
That story is really good. Like, really, really good.
That's not bad.
And I just want a movie of Bioshock.
I know they've been trying to do that for a while.
Because those games, like... Bioshock 1 is the undercity, the underwater city.
Yeah.
Which is such a cool... Like for Shape of Water, I kind of got that vibe. I feel like he should do that movie, a Bioshock movie, the Guillermo del Toro. Because he's literally like the perfect fit for a Bioshock movie. Like, he has his style will match it. And Bioshock 3, like, that type of world, is like what's it called? Sky?
Rapture.
Oh, the Rapture?
Yeah.
No, the 3.
Yeah, Rapture.
Oh, it's called the Rapture? And the one...
No, oh no, I'm sorry. No, I'm thinking of something else. Yeah.
The one was Rapture.
One was Rapture.
3 was Sky something, right?
Something Sky.
Sky City?
I don't know.
Some shit.
But it was... Yeah, it was...
That's a great game. And you got to play Abzu.
Oh, yeah.
That's the people who did Journey. The same people...
Yeah.
Everyone did the same like composer and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played those. Again, it's just like...
Abzu's like 4 hours. I'd be like in 4 hours.
Yeah, like that
I
one.
Have it on PC.
It's yeah, maybe I'll just beat it.
That's
real quick.
Only one seating. Like,
yeah,
beat it one day.
Yeah, maybe I could just beat that one real quick. It's like Firewatch.
During these quarantine, you know, you gotta
exactly
find something to do.
Exactly. Yeah, I've honestly been trying to watch. I'm trying to catch up to Better Call Saul. I know I have to catch up to Clone Wars, but honestly, I've been a little disappointed with what I've been hearing, in the sense of like I feel like Disney's trying to censor a lot now, and I think there was like this thing going around how they're like censoring certain combat scenes in the Clone Wars or something like that. Things going around like that. And I'm just like, is it even worth it anymore? You know what I mean? Like,
no, still watch it.
Yeah, but it's just disappointing, you know.
You gotta watch.
So I've been hearing stuff like that, and it's just like, damn it, you know what I mean? Like, why would like?
I noticed
to censor Star Wars, like a cartoon show.
I was noticing a little bit when I was watching the new season. I mean, I'm behind like 3 episodes because I'm letting it run a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of stupid. They're making us wait weekly for Clone
Wars. Yeah,
it's
weekly.
Literally 18 minutes an episode. Like, just release it all at once. Don't make me wait. You know, who knows how long to watch it. So I mean, I'm letting it run a little bit. Then I'm gonna catch up. But you finish it and watch Rebels. Rebels, you gotta watch Rebels.
I know. I saw on TikTok and I scrolled through, but I saw like this fight scene that they were saying spoilers, but best fight scene ever. I just, but it involves lightsabers. I just saw. I saw a double blade and something else. Yeah, and I just scrolled. I didn't know who it was.
You gotta watch it, man. Rebels is really good.
Like, yeah, that's really cool. It looked cool. I was like...
No, there is some, like, epic moments in that show. Yeah. That's, like, it's sad how a cartoon has more epic moments than a billion-dollar movie. Like,
I know. I didn't want to get into that because it's so disappointing, dude.
Like, so, but finish it. Finish it.
I know. I think I'm going to make that. I want to catch up to Better Call Saul.
Hey, we're quarantined, so that's...
I want to catch up to Better Call Saul so I can be up to date on that. Clone Wars, and just start watching a bunch of movies. That's kind of like my goal right now.
Yeah, I'm behind. I got to watch the new show, Better Call Saul.
Yeah. If for you guys watching or listening, everybody's kind of like on quarantine right now. Any shows that you guys would recommend to the people listening? I would recommend Mr. Robot. That's my number one.
Well, I'm only watching right now Better Call Saul. I'm not getting into any new shows because...
No, yeah, I mean just shows that we've seen that we could recommend.
I was going to watch the Altered Carbine season Altered 2. Carbon? They say it's ass. They say it's...
Oh, really? The Anthony Mackie one?
The first season was really...
Yeah, the first season was great, but it's...
When I saw it was Anthony Mackie in it, I was like...
No, but they say like season 2 was like really bad. They're saying that it's literally a mess of a show. Like it's at 10% rot
too. Oh, that bad.
The Umbrella Academy... Good show.
Okay, Umbrella. That's Netflix?
Umbrellas?
Netflix. I recommend Mr. Robot is like my go-to, man. That is, for me, like the perfect show.
And I heard this Sean Levy, he has a show on Netflix with that girl from It.
What is it called?
It's like an 80s style thing, but no, I don't think it's 80s. I don't know. But she has supernatural powers.
Okay.
She has supernatural powers, but it's also a coming of age type of thing.
Huh. Okay.
And they say it's actually like really good. I just didn't want to get into another TV show, which is like draining.
Yeah, I know.
But I heard that one was really good. It's like a coming of age, but she has like supernatural power or something like that.
Okay. What else? And for movies, I
have the name of it.
For movies, if you have Amazon, Honey Boy is out for free. A great movie. I don't know if you've seen it, the Shia LaBeouf, about him in rehab, and he wrote a script. It's like about that and his childhood. Great movie. It's on Amazon Prime for free. Midsummer's on there, Hereditary.
Well, that's not for everyone.
But still, watch it. You got time to watch it. It's so interesting. I think on Netflix, what did they add on Netflix new now?
They had Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, Kill Bill.
Well, I saw Hostiles.
Hostiles, which I haven't seen yet.
Is a great movie with Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good movie. It's a Western movie. And it's like Christian Bale, when that guy is just so good at acting, man. Like,
what
so
was talented. The other one I wanted to mention? Obviously Contagion, we talked about that today. That one you do have to rent on Amazon. And on Netflix, I think Outbreak was the one that you were talking about for Outbreak. If you guys are trying to find something that's like relevant to what's going on now. Netflix had added some pretty good movies lately.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm like
all the Austin Powers movies. I think are out.
Oh, they added all of them?
I think so.
Oh, man, I gotta rewatch those.
I think so.
Again.
They added those on Netflix. Those are hilarious. Those
yeah,
they can't make movies like that anymore.
Just,
man.
There's so many.
No, it's a shame. Honestly, Austin Powers is great.
What is it? Like TV shows. Like I want to watch that Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
They say that one's a really good show, but it's like
I haven't seen it.
Or Cillian Murphy, like Tom Hardy's in it.
Yeah, yeah, it has a pretty good solid cast.
It's just, it's like 5 seasons, and I'm like, dude, I don't think I could do like another 5 seasons, an hour each.
Yeah.
Dude, because it's hard. It's a big commitment. It's a big commitment to really, you know?
Yeah.
Because I just want to see a movie. Sometimes you want to see a good
film.
The
last like long show with like hour long episodes I could remember like watching, like that's like long, like 5 seasons or more, is like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and that's worth it.
Yeah, really good.
That's worth it.
For me, it would be like Mr. Robot.
I would recommend Breaking Bad.
Mr. Robot, Breaking Bad are my top two.
I've been thinking about like watching it again.
Breaking Bad, I know.
I think about...
Let's have a watch party.
Yeah, no, but I was thinking about like when Better Call Saul ends, I was thinking like, I want to do this crazy thing with
Better Call Saul ends. All of them.
Like, I'm going to rewatch all Better Call Saul, then start Breaking Bad, and then watch the movie. Like, literally, like, I want to like do... Yeah, like, just do, like, a crazy thing and rewatch all of them. Like, honestly, Breaking Bad is about to end. I think it's, like, one more season.
I feel like it's nearing its end.
I think it's like one more season left, and this season is great. Have you seen Better Call Saul?
I saw like the first couple episodes. I haven't like, dude, I do.
When I tell you, I just haven't had time. Like when I tell you, like watch it, it's literally like every season is perfect. I'd say just so it's top. It's high quality TV. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even feel like you're watching, like, you know, you watch like those shitty TV shows.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to watch like an FX show. Some of them are kind of like, man, this is like shit. So I'm not gonna. Oh, what's that Childish Gambino one? Atlanta.
I want to watch Atlanta. That one, but I'm waiting until the new season starts coming in.
No, now they stopped filming, so coronavirus. And think about it, he's been wanting to release it, but married with the album and stuff, he got to push it.
Yeah, what's
back.
That deal with his album right now? That he like released it temporarily, and then it was like a secret little thing.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No.
There was a website. There was like when they announced that everyone has to be quarantined, like stay home, don't go outside. It was at 4 in the morning on a Sunday.
Oh, my God.
It was on a website, and it was like, I was on a website. I was playing the album on a loop, all the tracks.
I missed it. Album. It's good?
It was really good. And it was a weird thing. It was like a sketch on the website, and it was like a burning building. Some people were like crying. Some people were praying. Some people were like taking selfies. And I was like, but there was like chaos in the background. And then you can type on the website, which was pretty weird. Some people think there was like a thing on the top that said cover 1, 2, 3, 4. So I think it was to vote for which cover for the album. What's the name of the album?
That's cool. I like that.
Something like that. I heard the whole album. I literally, when I woke up, I went on the website, just left my phone there, blasted it, and just let it just go. Let it run.
That's pretty awesome that he did that.
And I heard the whole thing.
That's pretty sick.
But now I think it's gone.
It's gone. Now the website is taken down already.
That's cool that he did that, though. And I guess he's letting people choose which artwork.
I heard the whole thing. I like the song he did with Ariana Grande. That was pretty good. Which I've never really heard of.
But what's his style? Is it like rap or is it different?
The thing is, it's a mix of like... Of the last album he did. What was the last album name? I forgot. Is it Awoken?
Awakened or something.
Awakened,
something like that, right?
Losing a viewer. Oh, now I gotta check. Bothers me.
For losing a viewer.
Shit, I forgot. Awaken my love.
Oh yeah.
It's a mix of like
is that. His style's always different.
But it's like also like a little of like the '80s a little bit. Like it's like every song has a different feel. It's not like one bass. It's not like one.
Did
type.
It include those summer pack songs that he did?
Yeah, like those two that he
those
released.
Those are great songs.
It had both of them. I think only one of them. I think one of them.
Might be both if he had one.
I don't know. But I don't remember. But
I wish I listened to it.
I told you. But it was... it's like each song had a different feel.
Okay.
Cause it's some like... I don't know like the name or like of the type of genres. I'm really bad with that
but
stuff.
But it's just... Yeah, it's... But it's not just like a rap album or something.
It's not a rap album. Like I think it has a little bit of rap. But it has a little bit of that... Of the Awaken My Love type feel album. Where he's, like, singing, and it has, like, the
and then beats. He has that summer pack one.
The summer pack. Like, it's really just a mix
I like
of
that.
Everything, which
I
is
like
weird.
Is this going to be his last album?
He said it was. I think he's, like, retiring the Childish Gambino, that's it.
Yeah.
I think he's going full, like, movies, TV show.
Yeah, he's writing and acting.
Writing.
And he's got a lot. He's got a lot.
He's doing all that, so I think the music he's done.
That's awesome.
I think that's why he's taking so long.
That's awesome. Dude. I do want to watch Atlanta. I'm just waiting until... I don't want to watch it now, then I have to rewatch it by the time the new season comes out.
I have to rewatch it now.
That's what I'm trying to. Right now, though, I am definitely going to catch up on Better Call Saul, the new season. I got to get a recap, fresh recap, catch up on that.
I did a man of the recap, which is a great YouTube channel.
And then start Clone Wars, start trying to catch up to Clone Wars, even though I am disappointed with Disney and what they're doing. Because
so
it's
Disney, man.
No, but
I'm scared for Star Wars,
man.
No,
but the thing is, it's only that one season, so it's fine.
Oh,
it's only that one season, so which is fine. Like,
yeah, I know.
Like everything else is so George Lucas and all that. Like, finish.
No,
that.
I know. It's just
but,
like
tell you because you need to watch Rebels because Rebels
I know.
Literally has epic moments.
I'm gonna try to do that. I'm gonna try to do that. Yeah, just like if I'm not watching a movie, Clone Wars, you know, because. It's just like I do want to watch those.
I want to see that Peaky Blinders. I want to see that new one that Sean Levy that show you did.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Pretty cool, but it's just again, it's an hour, 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And it's like damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, no.
It's very draining after a while too.
That's kind of like my goal right now.
Especially after
that.
Like with Game of Thrones and stuff, I kind of got like with TV shows, but then Mr. Robot brought me back a little bit.
Yeah, dude, Mr. Robot is so good.
Dude, like that's so really like that's up there with Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
up there. And then when Better Call Saul ends, I do want to rewatch Better Call Saul, like rewatch all the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Then watch Breaking Bad. That's gonna be a lot.
Yeah, but and then El Camino.
Because Breaking Bad is 20 episodes a season.
And they're like 40 minutes.
But Breaking Bad, you don't mind it. Because it's so good.
It's time consuming, but it's like addicting. You know? I remember I was hooked on it.
Yeah, that show is amazing.
I was hooked on it.
I binge watched it.
Like, me too.
So that's
like less than a month.
Almost. Yeah, it's amazing.
That's what I want to do. I want to like, when Better Call Saul ends, rewatch Better Call Saul. That's when I haven't like gone back to rewatch it. I'm just going to save myself.
Yeah.
For when I have to, like, when I really want to do it, then, like, watch Breaking Bad, then watch El Camino. Because I feel like when I watched the movie, I lost that feel because it's been so long.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I want to, like, rewatch everything and then watch the movie. And that's actually pretty cool to rewatch all of that at once.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hours.
He has his own little universe there, Breaking Bad. It's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Vince Gilligan. You know. So, let's see. Like, definitely... Better Call Saul is a great show. So if you guys haven't watched it, and if you're a Breaking Bad fan, like, what are you doing? But yeah, anything else that you guys would recommend for people since it's like quarantine time? So I'm like kind of like trying to give advice.
I saw our suggestions. Year. I saw the last two movies I saw was The Most Violent Year.
Yeah.
Hostiles.
Brandon, anything you've seen lately?
No, I haven't.
Just those shows that you mentioned, right?
You've been watching porn.
Guys, just watch a lot of porn. That's what I do.
That's all you gotta do.
Relieve
stress.
What was that documentary? There was a documentary I wanted to talk about.
QT8.
Oh, yes. There's a Quentin Tarantino documentary on Amazon. Literally about all his movies and everything. I'm dying. I'm going to try to watch it this week for sure. It's on Amazon. About his career and everything. It looks pretty great. Life. Yeah, it's called QT8. Quentin Tarantino 8. Because he has 8 films, I believe, right now. Well, I guess it could be 9 if you consider... Kill Bill 2 or something. But they consider it one film, just split in half.
That's what he said.
That's right? What he says, yeah.
I go by what he says.
I go by the man himself. But, man. Huh?
He's doing it. He's going to do part 3. He said he was talking about it. He was thinking about it.
Let's see. Yeah, because... what's her name? I forgot her name.
Hawk?
No, but the mom. Uma Thurman, her daughter is in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's because I think they helped her out to get the role.
Yeah, but like she's old enough already. She's a good actress. She looks just like her mom, and it's just like, damn, like you could do a Kill Bill 3 and just have her own daughter play her daughter. You know what I mean?
You can do like, some people are saying like you can do that story and. When in Kill Bill, I think it was 1 or 2, when she kills that mom
mm-hmm.
and that daughter.
Yeah.
The people are saying, like, in the movie, she always says, oh, when you're older, come and find me.
That's a story right there.
And they said you can do a movie based off of that right there. And then it's like, her daughter is. And good thing she had a daughter, like, in the movie.
Yeah, it worked out.
So it literally, like, everything like, just connects literally for a perfect.
That would be film a nice right little there. Closing right there.
Dude, I want Kill Bill 3.
I know.
I want it. Give me that.
But,
Quentin,
let's do it, man.
Call me up.
But, yeah, guys, I think we'll wrap it up. It's 10:30. We're about to hit 2 hours. Wrap it up. I want to edit this tonight and, upload it, the audio and stuff like that since this is a live stream. But, yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I called it the quarantine special since I know everybody's home. Might as well do a live and see who watches and who, you know, cares about our insight with things or our suggestions of what to watch, because really right now everybody's trying to watch Netflix, you know, they're just trying to watch stuff, binge stuff and stuff like that. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I do want to do another episode soon. Again, we're not gonna be able to watch new movies now, but I do kind of want to do reviews, kind of like what we did like today with Contagion. But I do want to do any things that I do catch up on or watch at home, maybe just do a little podcast on it or something, talk about it, and just keep updating you guys with what I'm watching, what me and Josh are watching, and what we recommend, what you should watch or shouldn't watch. Well, we wouldn't say what you shouldn't watch. I think you should watch whatever you want. We'll just say whether we think it's good or not. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching this live stream. If you are watching it, we really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, which it isn't up yet, this is weird, it says online, but thank you for listening. And if you're watching us later on YouTube, thank you. You know, leave a like, subscribe if you want to see more of this stuff. We're going to keep doing more, especially during the quarantine. We have nothing else to do right now. So I'm going to take this time and just keep coming here and doing more episodes on just different things and try to keep you guys updated with stuff. So thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening, and goodbye.
Till next time.